Hey Krishna. So we are seeing a section from verse number 28 to 30. And these verses are talking about Arjuna's first reason for not fighting. In verse number 28 and 29, we saw Arjuna is saying that, my entire body is quivering. My throat is getting choked. Or it's getting dried up. My mouth is getting dried up. And then he's saying that my Gandiva is slipping. My hair on my body are standing on end, and my entire skin is burning. And now he's continuing in verse number 30. Let's see what he is saying now. Nacha shaknomyavasthatum bhramativa cha me manaha nimittani cha pashyami viparitani keshava. Now he's telling, O Keshava, nacha shaknomi. I'm not able to. What? Do what? Avasthatum. I'm not able to stand here. I'm not able to balance myself. I'm not able to stay here. Just imagine he's on the rath, he's on the chariot, and he's saying this. And battle is about to begin. Brahmativa. I'm forgetting. O Keshava, O killer of demon Keshi, I'm forgetting. Brahmativa cha me manaha. My mind is reeling. My mind is reeling. I'm not able to control. My mind is reeling. And then he's saying, Pashyami, O Keshava, I'm able to see. What? What are you able to see? Viparitani nimittani. I'm seeing the causes of misfortune everywhere. I'm seeing opposite result. Viparitani, opposite, nimittani, result. I'm seeing opposite result. Now, whatever we were expecting, I don't think that's going to happen. Now, basically, in this way, in 30th verse, finally, Arjuna is saying, that, O Krishna, all the people who are there in front of me, they're my relatives. I cannot fight with them. Sorry, Hare Krishna. See, Arjuna's case, we have to understand Arjuna's situation and Arjuna's position in general. Arjuna is a king. Now, this fight that is happening, the battle that is happening, is a battle not between Arjuna and relatives. The battle is between Dharma and Adharma. And Arjuna is representing Dharma. And he has to fight. But now what reason he is giving? Oh, I cannot fight. My relatives are there in front of me. It's almost like a judge. He's giving a judgment, saying, Oh, that person in the custody, he's actually my uncle. So release him. Arey, but he's a criminal. How can you say release him? Right? So a judge should give a proper judgment. Similarly, the king should do proper activities to do justice, to his activities, right? And to his role. That's very, very important. His role as a king is to take care of his praja, of his entire kingdom. He cannot allow adharma to take over dharma. But here, Arjuna, very, very foolishly, obviously, it's Krishna's plan, very, very foolishly, this person is saying that, I cannot fight. They are my people. They are my people. So instead of seeing adharma on other side, he's seeing relatives on other side. This is the problem. Now let's see a detailed discussion. It's a very, very nice verse and a very beautiful explanation by Srila Prabhupada, which is going to give a very important message for our day-to-day life. Let's analyze this verse now. Now Prabhupada is saying here, Why this problem? When Arjuna is saying that I'm not able to stand, my mind is reeling and so on and so forth. Why? Prabhupada quotes a verse from Bhagavatam. Bhayam. It's a very beautiful shloka this is. Just one line is given here. Bhayam dvitiya bhinivesha tasyat. Such fearfulness and loss of mental equilibrium take place in persons who are too affected by material conditions. So two things here it is said. Such fearfulness, what Arjuna was having, and loss of mental equilibrium. Bhramativa cha me manaha. Why this comes? Takes place in those persons who are too affected by material conditions. And why this happens? The reason is given here. Everyone is interested in himself and his own welfare. No one is interested in Supreme Self. One's real self-interest lies in Vishnu or Krishna. The conditioned soul forgets this and therefore suffers material pains. So what is that? What is this reason? Why is it that people feel that fear? Why is it that they are not able to have a proper stability within? They don't have that mental equilibrium all the time. Why? Because the focus of the person is completely on himself. Completely on himself. And is very much attached to everything that he has. As we have already discussed in last few shlokas, that everything in this material world is temporary. And when the person is too attached to these things, what happens? As soon as there is some change in the material condition, the person is not able to bear that change because he's completely attached to it. Like for example, now when a small kid is playing with a toy, I'm sure all of us have seen this, they're so attached to their toy, you know, they'll be playing. And suppose you just snatch from their hand, what will happen? You'll see, you know, there'll be a bomb blast there from the mouth of that kid. Loudly this kid will start crying. Why? The attachment from the kid is removed. Same thing happens in day-to-day life of people in general. When people are attached to the things which they have or people, you know, whom they relate to, and as soon as those things are taken away or people are removed from their life, what happens? They cry like that small kid when the toy is taken away. So this is that material conception of life, you know, that we are discussing. And what is the solution? What is the solution for this? The solution is, instead of focusing completely on ourselves, we have to shift the focus towards Krishna. He is the personality who should be in limelight, not us. So our focus should be shifted on Krishna or on Vishnu. So when we shift our focus on Krishna, so basically we are in the mood of service to Krishna. So we are not attached, you know, to things, you know, which we have. But we are using all those things which we have in service of Krishna. And since we are serving Krishna, our focus is on Krishna. Now we have complete faith that Krishna will take care. Why worry? Why worry? So in this way, this is a solution that is very clearly given here. One's real self-interest lies in Vishnu or Krishna. So this real self-interest should be somehow inculcated in us. We should imbibe this. This is very, very important. And the practical application of this is that in our day-to-day life, we have to make sure that, you know, anyways, the nature of this world is to change. It will change. And Krishna says that this world is ashashvatam. This world is changing. At every moment, this world is changing. People are changing. Things are changing. Everything in this world is moving and changing. So if we already know that things are changing, then why feel morose? Why feel sad? Why suffer because of those changing things in our life? Why can't we be stable? Why can't we maintain a mental equilibrium at that point of time? By the way, now speaking all this is easy, but then applying is very difficult. But it's not difficult for people who are practicing spirituality, for people who are practicing bhakti. Because when we're practicing bhakti, what happens is we are not dependent on our own strength. We are dependent on the strength of Krishna. He is all powerful. He can do anything. He can make us stable. So the important thing is, anyone who wants to overcome this problem of fearfulness, of anxiety, of suffering because of attachment to the temporary things around, should practice bhakti, should practice spirituality every single day. And one of the important anga of bhakti is mantra meditation. That is chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So anyone who does that will be able to become strong within and stable within. And such a person will not be moved by anything that is moving around. Right? But here, when it comes to Arjuna, he is actually put into illusion by Krishna so that he speaks all this. And then Krishna speaks those important instructions which we can apply in our life and very nicely overcome those problems and live a very, very happy life. In fact, Bhagavad Gita is such an amazing scripture, such an amazing scripture. Anyone who studies this literature very properly, very scrutinizingly, will get all those open secrets to live a very happy and blissful life. All the sutras of happiness are given here. So this is what we're exploring one by one every single day in this series called Shloka A Day. So let's meet tomorrow and discuss now another set of reasons what Arjuna will give for not fighting. So the first reason that Arjuna has given is, they're my relatives, how can I kill them? The compassion, he has got compassion for his relatives. Now let's see what is the second reason that Arjuna gives in the next set of shlokas. Hare Krishna. Hare Rama, Rama Rama.